Markets are starting the year in a whole lot of red. From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. It's a tough way to start the new year. On the first trading day of 2016, China was forced to suspend trading after the Shanghai Stock Exchange fell nearly 7%. A new circuit breaker system installed after the market crashed last summer kicked in. The action in China is rippling through global markets this morning. For more, we go now to Sarah House. She's vice president and economist at Wells Fargo. Sarah, good to talk to you.
Good to be here, Adrian.
So much of the anxiety this morning seems to be around China. What's causing concern there now?
Well, I think one of the things we've seen is another negative print for their manufacturing data. And so that's continued some of the pessimism around for the China economy.
Was this a surprise at all?
I don't think it was necessarily a major surprise, given that we know that the economy there is slowing. It's part of the reorientation the government is looking for. But in terms of how markets are taking it, it seems to be a bit of a surprise. There's actually some idiosyncratic factors going on with the market there. So, you know, last August, when we did see a lot more turmoil, we did have some issues put in place in terms of market ban on some of the large investors selling. Those look to be expiring at the end of the week. And so you might have some people trying to trade ahead of some future selling later on.
So it's a new year, but we have some of these same worries about weak growth in China and some of the other emerging markets. How do you see this playing out in the U.S. over the course of 2016?
So I think it'll certainly weigh on investor sentiment here in the U.S., but in terms of the impact on the real economy, I think it's going to be pretty limited to the industrial side of the economy. So manufacturing is still going to be under pressure given the stronger dollar and just the weaker demand overseas. But you have to remember that services make up the lion's share of the U.S. economy, and that part of the economy is still doing very well. So it'll be a little bit of a drag on overall growth, but shouldn't derail the U.S. expansion.
Sarah House is vice president and economist at Wells Fargo. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Adrian.
The U.S. Department of Education has a new boss, albeit a temporary one. With the new year, John King became acting secretary after the departure of Arne Duncan. King is a former education commissioner of New York State and more recently Duncan's number two. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott looks at what King might be able to accomplish in his short time in the role.
At a press conference announcing his appointment, John King credited teachers with getting him through a rocky childhood in Brooklyn.
New York City public school teachers are the reason that I am alive. They are the reason that I became a teacher. They are the reason I'm standing here today. Those teachers created amazing educational experiences.
But King alienated many teachers during his tenure as education commissioner in New York State. He was one of the first to implement the controversial Common Core standards while also expanding charter schools and holding teachers accountable for student test scores. Michael Petrilli with the Fordham Institute says King's main task now will be implementing the Every Student Succeeds Act Congress just passed, which limits the secretary's authority on issues like school and teacher accountability.
What we'll be watching to see is whether John King tries to push up against some of those limitations that Congress set.
King could push for more change at the college level, like better transparency and graduation rates. Not that he has much time, with just over a year before a new administration takes over. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
We have news today that General Motors and ride-sharing company Lyft are forming a partnership. GM invested $500 million in the company. This year's El Niño is expected to be one of the most powerful in recorded history. For some parts of the country, like here in Southern California, that could mean a lot of rain, which could cause flooding and mudslides. We're expected to get rain for the next week here in Los Angeles. For some businesses, the potential of all that precipitation means full schedules and a lot of money. Marketplace's Andy Euler has our story.
I met E.J. Thacker on a cul-de-sac near the bottom of a hill in Encino. It's about half an hour from downtown L.A. E.J. is a consultant for Sinai Construction, focuses on roofing, gutters, and foundations.
You can see that we're at the toe of a hill, so this street comes down, and then it would just end up at this property anyway. You can see in the front of the driveways, there's a lot of water collecting.
EJ takes me around a house to look for potential flooding issues. It's going to take his crew a little more than an hour to make notes and take drawings of the property. The cost?
A site inspection is typically $350 to $400, but if you... The more they do, of course, the more expensive it is.
Like here, a cliff behind the house needs a new retaining wall. EJ says the current one isn't up to code. Cost to fix that?
You'd be talking about approximately $10,000 just in engineering fees.
The homeowner pays that directly to an outside engineering firm. Then you gotta pay Sinai to build the wall. That is, if you can get an appointment.
All the engineers are busy now, especially because of El Nino. And currently with the city of Los Angeles, they've got a one-month delay in plan check before anyone could even actually look at the plans.
EJ says it'll probably be 4 or 5 months until they could even break ground. But the heavy rains should be here by late January. That has San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner worried, specifically about flooding. He asked California Governor Jerry Brown to preemptively declare a state of emergency so they could have money to clear storm drains.
We're having all of our city crews out there, you know, to the maximum. We're going to be working with contractors as well. And we've seen what's happened to, you know, all the growth and foliage and a lot of these storm drain channels that need to be clear to convey that water.
Selling politicians to preemptively prepare for a natural disaster isn't easy. Their budgets are already stretched pretty thin. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
El Nino has already caused devastation in other parts of the world, flooding, fires, but it did help tamp down hurricane activity in the North Atlantic. The insurance company Munich Re says 2015 had the lowest cost for natural disasters since 2009. Total costs were in the neighborhood of $90 billion. I'm Adrienne Hill with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.